This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Any kind of food could see there was something in everything about you. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
I wasn't wrong, though. It wasn't wrong.
It's the one part of the song that you can't jive with. I was wrong. He's like, wrong.
Yeah. Some of us may disagree on that, depending on the subject. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9490. Perhaps the Eagles were wrong about one move they made this offseason. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Phils. Nice win yesterday. Edmundo with the big hit and Schwarber. Love Edmundo Sosa. And a good at-bat by Trey, pinch hitting there. And a good start by Sanchez. Bullpen finished it out. But, Hugh, as the conversation goes on with the tush push, there's also the specter of this is the first time the Eagles have spoken in a while, right? The whole offseason, like in terms of the players they let go, it's all happened since the last time they spoke. They spoke at the Combine, and then since then we've lost a lot of good players. And now they're speaking this week. Yesterday, Howie, this morning, Nick Sirianni. And a big subject of yesterday when Howie spoke was about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
CJGJ.
Because, listen, it's not like they lost him in free agency where you could say, well, he got overpaid. They willingly traded away a starting player from their defense, and it wasn't like he was making a ton. I think he was the 18th highest paid safety in the league this year. So they could have kept him. They chose not to. Howie cited yesterday's, you know, long term. They got big picture costs they got to figure out. But that, I thought this was interesting. Jeff McClain yesterday, story in the Inquirer about talking to Howie and all this. He also wrote in there that not everyone was on board with this trade within the Eagles. According to Jeff McClain, two Eagles sources weren't completely on board with the move. Gardner Johnson's toughness was another trait one of the sources offered in defense of keeping him. So not only did we disagree as a fan base on, was this a good idea, or are they going to regret this and all that, Howie fought some people within the Eagles. They didn't want to see this guy go, but ultimately he traded him away.
Yeah, it was about money. Bottom line. CJGJ, and I don't know this for sure, people, but this is what it feels like because Howie cited, you know, in the future paying other guys.
Yep.
So I'm recklessly speculating at this point, which I do a lot of. CJ asked for more money because CJ, just like you pointed out, he see what happens when he's on a team.
They win.
They went to the Super Bowl twice with him here. And you see what happens with that. CJ wanted to be compensated for that. You know, he has a budding rap career. You know, he's doing rap videos and stuff. He wants to be paid. The Eagles didn't want to do that. And you know what the funny thing about it is? They paid Saquon Barkley in offseason.
1 year into his deal. And this was 1 year into CJ's
and
deal.
1 year into CJ's deal. And I would imagine, like again, I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine that after that, because the correlation between the timing and everything, that's why I'm speculating. He asked for more money because he felt like his contribution was just as great. Eagles was like, nah, we're not doing that. And he then said, well, let me go somewhere else. He wasn't about staying here. And the Eagles, to their credit, they accommodated.
Well, they sent him to Houston. Can we hear from D'Amico Ryans? He spoke yesterday morning at the AFC Coaches Breakfast. D'Amico talking about CJGJ and what he brings to the table down there.
CJ, as I mentioned earlier, man, I feel his passion for the game, his love for football. It jumps off the tape. So I'm excited to work with him. Excited to see, you know, what he brings to our team. Talk about a guy now, Super Bowl experience. So to add guys like that to our team and where we're trying to get to can only enhance all of our guys.
I think he's going to play
That's
well
great.
For them.
Yeah, and I'm excited that DeMeco is doing well. And now he has somebody that can mentor those young guys. And just got a Super Bowl ring. Like, that carries a ton. That's going to carry a ton of weight in that locker room.
Sure it is. That's a young team. And by the way, DeMeco, football guy. He wanted to keep Josh Bush. He's a true football guy, former Eagle. All right, let's hear Sirianni this morning talking about C.J. Geach. It's the first time we've heard from Sirianni since the Eagles traded away one of their starting safeties.
Yeah, obviously his Chauncey's contributions to this football team were awesome. All right, he brings a lot of energy, makes a lot of plays. I love him. Wish him the best. And I've had good experience with him for 2 years, even though there was time off in between there. You know, and so I think that a lot is said on his energy, and of course he's got great energy every day. He loves football. He loves to play the game on Sunday. We have a lot of guys on that defensive side that will be able to continue to bring what Chauncey brought. But wish Chauncey the best, and I love him, and we'll obviously miss him.
You know, I'm glad the story came out this week from McClain, and we got a little bit more context. Because remember we did a lot of coping when they traded him away. Oh, he's not that good anyway.
No, I mean, I told you what it was.
Yeah, I just mean in general.
You want to hear what I had to
say. Well, no, I did want to hear what you had to say. And I agree with you. It's probably about money more than anything else. But there was a lot of coping out there. People were like, well, he wasn't that good anyway.
No, I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean, people within the Eagles think it's a mistake. Like, there's two people that Jeff McClain talked to that are within the Eagles. I don't know who they are. They could be front office people. They could be coaches. Could be players that said, we shouldn't have traded this guy away. I mean, like, it's obvious he's a good player still, and they traded him away. And if it's over money, then we could all just be real about that. It's probably about money. You're right over there?
You know, I'm...
What do you got?
I think I need to keep it to myself. Because because
you're,
man,
a talk show.
No,
host.
Yeah, but listen,
you stop doing.
No,
that.
See,
I'm gonna
because,
be quiet. No, your job is to talk.
No, because I've gotten to the point. I've gotten too comfortable, and I realize that. And a lot of times,
you're gonna curse again.
No, but there's some of the things that I want to say, they might be a little inflammatory, and I'm trying not to be that way.
Oh,
I got
please
too comfortable.
Do.
Well, clean it up then. You got something to say?
It ain't no way I can clean this up.
I love how you asked, are you going to curse again?
Well, this guy's been cursing like
I'm
a sailor.
Yeah, I got way too comfortable. No, because it's not right. It's not right. I'm not going to
curse.
But
again,
I was just thinking, like, I was like, who Jeff talking to in the organization? Like, I was just curious.
Sources.
I mean, he got sources, but
he's
like,
trying to compete with Elliott for inside of the year.
Not, like, that's what, you know, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because Elliott gets stuff done. It ain't no speculation when it comes to Elliott. Elliott gets stuff done.
This is about Insider of the Year. Everyone's game has to be raised here.
I mean, and listen, I know we work with Jeff, and I like Jeff. Jeff's a little dry at times. He'd be a little dry.
But he's a reporter. It's okay.
But I'm like, how are these conversations going? Because Jeff's a little dry. Hey. But... So what's going on with
well,
the...
Well, however,
you know
he
mean?
Gets the info, he
and
gets
Jeff,
the info.
Jeff, I love you to death, man. I'm just saying. But you come on, dog. You know you're a little dry. That's all I was thinking.
Yeah, this is a written article, though. It's not,
yeah, but yeah, but you have to talk to people.
We could text.
What's your problem?
See, you asked me. And you asked me, and I told you I didn't want to say
this
nothing.
This is my fault.
You are messy, man.
I said I didn't want to say
I'm
nothing.
I'm sorry.
And you kept asking.
I led you down this path.
You even invoked the fact that I'm a talk show host.
Well, you are.
And but you
you. Well, imagine if I start the show and say, I got something to say. I'm not going to say it.
Well,
you'd say, just say it, Joe.
Listen, sometimes you don't need to go with your first thought. And I told you I'm a stream of conscious kind of guy. And when you said, I was like, who the hell Jeff McClain talking
know,
to and they telling him all
but
that
you,
stuff?
You could have just not said anything. You told me you had something to say.
No,
so like, I feel like I have to get it out
no,
of you.
No, this is how I started. You said, what you got over there? And that's how it started.
Because I saw you.
Because I forgot.
You.
I'm like, damn, we on TV.
And everyone watching like, could see that you have something to
listen,
say.
Listen, I love Jeff. Jeff, don't take it personal. But you're a little dry, dog. You're a little dry.
So you went
little dry.
You went
so
personal.
I'm like, how does that... How does that to be honest, I was like, how does that conversation go? Like, is he more like we all have different sides of us?
Sure.
You know, the side that we do on the radio and the side that we act. I wonder if he's different off, like when he's not working. Well, like you see more personable.
I mean, he's got to get the sources to talk somehow.
Because he's not that personable.
Well, I don't know how he does it, but he got a good quote here that
No, he did. He does a good job, Jeff, and you do a good job. It's just that you don't strike me as the most personable guy that people would be, you know. No, you do good work. You do. I'm trying to clean it up now. You do good work. You do good work.
You can't anymore. You can't clean it up.
I hate both of y'all right about now. Don't be asking me stuff.
All right, let's go back to the phones. You know what? Before we do, though, can you get
people... Stop it. Asking you stuff.
I'm sorry.
Don't be asking me stuff.
You know what? Don't ask my opinion anymore. I'm just going to hang out. All right. Hugh, can you give everyone a second clue? Because obviously
Why did you say clue? The first one should have got it for you.
A fruit?
Yes.
Is going to get... No, that's not enough. Give people a second clue here for you, because we have a pair of tickets on the line. Phillies, Rockies, Thursday, April 3rd. This Thursday, 105 first pitch. We're giving away a pair of tickets. All right. So the first clue is a popular fruit. Clue number two.
You ready?
I we'll see.
It's a fruit that you can have with every meal.
That's actually a fun clue.
Like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Any meal you want to have with, or you could just never mind. That's too
versatile.
Much.
Yeah, or in bed.
You can if that's what you want to do.
That's enough.
I mean,
that's enough. Let's go to the phone lines. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
These FCC rules. What's going on,
Will?
Man?
What's up, buddy?
All right.
Oh, he lost
Will. Will. That's a shame.
He didn't pay that Jitterbug bill.
That's a shame. Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, so yeah, the Phillies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the first week. You know, it's worrisome that, you know, their bats aren't getting started early. But, you know, I definitely think that there's still a great team. But, I mean, going ahead after the Colorado series, you know, you got the Dodgers. I'd like to see what they have against them. They did well last year against the Dodgers. So until we beat a couple teams that are, you know, top five in the league, just kind of see where that goes.
Well, yeah, and Thomas, to the point of they haven't hit starters yet and they've beat up on bullpens, we could be real. The Nationals and Rockies have some pretty poor bullpens, so they should do this. When the Dodgers roll in here this weekend,
it's going to be something.
That's going to be a little harder. So we need to do a little bit more against these starters, because we can't just rely on, you know, bombing these bullpens, you know, when the Dodgers come in here.
Yeah, I get that. And our starting pitchers, too, like, you know, we're not getting runs early. And then when the bullpen comes in, I get you win at any cost. You know, I was just watching when Wheeler was pitching, and he was pitching lights out. You know, it's a shame that, you know, he doesn't get the win. The team gets the win. I'm happy about that. But when you go and throw 95 pitches and you're in the seventh, or if you're in the fifth inning, sixth inning, whatever, you know, it's just sad. It's just sad that, you know, he's not getting the win. Sanchez yesterday, he didn't get the win. But as a pitcher, you're kind of pissed off, right? Or not really.
You know, it's a good question. I think back in the day, they certainly would have been, because that's the way they were evaluated. I don't know if these guys think about it anymore, because they're not paid on wins, right? Like Zach Wheeler, since he got here, the most wins he's had in a season was 16. He's had years of 12 and 13. And it's not because he hasn't pitched well. He's pitched great. It's just because that's the way the game is now, right? The bullpen decides it, and they get the wins and losses. I mean, he's the highest paid pitcher in baseball. I don't know if he pays attention to his win-loss record. Maybe he does. It's something I don't even pay attention to much anymore. As long as the team wins, I'm good with it. All right, Thomas, what do you got for us for a guess for Hugh's Clues?
So my first guess was Kiwi until he gave the second clue out. So I'm kind of diverting to avocado, because you can eat it in the breakfast.
Uh-huh. Well, Thomas, you're going to the Phillies game, and you can have avocado before, during, after.
See, I told you I'd give out good clues. I told you.
Well, but he thought he thought it was Kiwi on the first clue.
I can just tell by the way he talked. He was very –
Thomas, good stuff, buddy.
He thought about it. He thought about it. He listens to the show.
Well, yes.
Yeah, he listens to the show.
Do you feel proud when people get it, because you feel like you did something?
Well, I did, because I give, as a matter of fact, I give context clues every day.
Well, so, like,
people,
so now people are listening to your clues.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, because I talked about this yesterday. I said that I almost died.
I feel like you embellished that.
That was a little dramatic.
How are you going to die from some bad guacamole?
Well, because I was eating it like it was good guacamole.
No, but like, it's not going to kill you, bad guacamole.
But no, I was thinking.
It's just because your stomach ache.
When I was eating it, I was like, because, you know, this is the thought process. I bought it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not, you know, I'm not throwing away nothing I bought.
Well, this is how you became plant-based too, because you bought plant-based butter.
I bought the guacamole, and I wasn't paying attention to what type it was. So I was eating it, and I was just like, this don't taste right. But I kept eating it.
So you had it with the Greek yogurt mixed in.
Yes, and it was, and I sprinted almost through all of it. I'm like, you know what? It wasn't so much that I would die eating the guacamole. It was the volume. Because I ate most of it. Because I was like,
well, guac's one of those things. You could eat a whole tub of it.
Yeah, and it's like I didn't want to throw it away. But then I thought about it. I was like, man, I just ate a whole little container of bad guacamole. I'm going to probably die because I'm going to probably, you know, get real sick, lose about 50
Again,
pounds.
Again, what part of it is going to kill you?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't know. That was being dramatic.
That was dramatic.
Yeah, and then.
You're not allergic to it.
And then I looked at the container for the first time.
Greek yogurt.
And I was like, Greek yogurt.
You don't look at the containers in the store?
No, I was, before I had you buy? Harper with, like, Harper wanted some cookies, right? So we're getting ready to leave. So he's like, can I get these cookies? It's like, sure, grab the cookies. So I said, I'm going to grab me some guacamole and chips. So when you go in the store, you see guacamole, it's a bunch of different guacamoles. You just grab one.
You just think it's all, guac.
Because it's like, as long as you don't grab the spicy guac, you're good. It wasn't spicy. It just was made with Greek yogurt. I was like, who does that? Who thought that it would be a great idea to make guacamole with Greek yogurt?
So I wouldn't do that, but I just looked this up. Apparently, it's pretty common. Or at least there's a lot of recipes out there. Maybe more people do this than I thought.
That Greek yogurt is not good, man. Greek yogurt, I'm sorry.
Totally flavorless.
No disrespect to the Greeks. But
I don't think they're
not
gonna take. They're gonna take.
No, but I'm just saying.
I think they're gonna. Be all right.
I don't think you're supposed to eat it straight. Like, I think the point is you're supposed to mix spices in it and stuff.
No,
like,
some people eat Greek. Some people eat like the Greek,
like just flavorless Greek yogurt.
Like, yeah,
plain.
Like, just plain Greek yogurt.
It's got a soury taste to it. You gotta put something.
It tastes bad. It tastes like it went bad.
But it didn't. That's just the taste.
That's what. Yeah. After I realized I ate most of it.
And guess what? You're still here. So.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So yes, avocado is a fruit. Everyone, just in case.
I ate it. What? Saturday, Sunday. So I'm still. I guess I'm out the woods.
Yeah, it's today's Tuesday. Yeah, you had guacamole over the weekend. You're alive. I don't expect anything bad to happen. All right, 215-592-9494. Tush push. Do the Eagles need it? The NFL has tabled the vote for a month until May. It sounds like they're trying to push the. So the last we heard is 16 teams would have voted no. 16 teams would have voted yesterday. Split down the middle.
They're trying to get some more people on their side.
Yeah, this is back channel politics here. They're trying to get
I told you that was happening. I had a feeling that was going on when they were down there.
It's unbelievable. So there's non-football guys like McVay and LaFleur and Raheem Morris. They're trying to convince football guys to vote against this.
I wonder what those conversations are going like, too. That's
bribes, potentially?
Well, what are you offering to people that, I mean, not have everything, but what moves the meter for some of these people?
I was wondering that. I was wondering if, like, let's say you're McDermott, right? Because him and LaFleur have been the most outward against us, and now McVay. You could say to someone who's on the fence, the next time your team proposes something, I'll vote your way.
Yeah. But when is that? Is that how likely is that to happen? And how likely am I to have this job? Like, because, you know, this is a year-to-year thing.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. That would work for more like the Harbaughs that have job security.
Yeah, that have been like tenured guys.
Yes. It's a good question. I don't know what they have to offer. Also, I don't know how many of the 16 that we're going to vote the Eagles way. Are they on the fence or are they like strong about it? Like Todd Bowles, I trust Todd Bowles. He's not going to vote.
He's not. He's unwavering.
But there might be three or four that are like, I don't know.
Who are the on the fence guys?
We got to find them and make sure they don't waver because that's a problem. But ultimately, if this gets banned, I don't think the Eagles need it. Where do you guys come
out? All you need is nine, right? You need nine.
The Eagles need nine votes on their side because the league needs 24
to make
ban
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you need.
So I think they got nine. I think they got a solid nine.
Well, hopefully they do. But I'm just annoyed they didn't vote today because if they voted today, this would be done. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast is back on WIP. What's up, Will?
Oh, man. I feel some type of way right now.
Why?
Man. My partner heard me say the answer. I was right there and I got dropped. Man, listen, I'll get y'all back, though. I ain't going to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? But I had to add, I was going to say, a lot of people don't even know that's a fruit.
Well, and yeah, we had a debate this
morning.
It's
also an aphrodisiac.
I'm not sure
I was
about
a little
that.
I had a little bit of pushback on that, but it is aphrodisiac.
To you, maybe.
I don't think it works the way you think
it does.
I don't
see an avocado, and now I'm going to stop.
Surprised. Yeah. self-edit.
Put that poll up. Is avocado an aphrodisiac?
Avocado is an aphrodisiac.
No, I don't buy it.
Like mushrooms, probably. But I'm gonna say
not sure.
Magic mushrooms.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, yeah, we got you.
We're doing what we do.
I think Sosa is our Saquon for the Phillies, man. Mm-hmm. He brings that type of energy.
And
you know what I'm saying? He's a good player. He got a good heart, and like he want to play, he want to win, man. I think you know, it's not about the big names, but about the names that's going to help us win. You know what I'm saying? We don't need them big time names just to get us through the season. I think they made the right picks this season, and they picked the missing pieces, man. I think we're gonna rock out this season, man. I really think
he's a glue guy. Will he's every team needs, man, a player like Sosa. I think I saw. Ruben Amara compare him to, I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Greg Dobbs this morning? He was comparing him to a player, you know, that he's been with in the past that had, Hugh, teams need that guy off the bench that doesn't need to play every day, right?
Like, yeah, but comes in, he makes an impact when he does play.
Well, and some baseball players, if they don't play for a week, they come in and they stink because they're just out of rhythm. Sosa has an ability to just, like, you need him, he's good.
He stays locked in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another thing that I'm sorry, Will, but I just want to put this out there, that I think that's happening is that Topper's not wasting time pushing buttons that need to be pushed.
Right. Right. I'm happy he's doing that. That's what I was asking for. Like, step up, baby, because we need you. We need you to lead us, man. We need you to make them adjustments when it's time to be made, man, and that's what he's doing. And guess what? My man already started the season off. That's one for the season, all right? We're going to keep on counting, all right? I'm talking about my man Nick. I'm telling you, he's going to do what I said he's going to do. Now, with the Eagles, tush push, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the most cowardly thing that the NFL, if they allow it, allowed to be done. I'm sick of this NFL being watered down. You paying these coaches to coach. These defensive coordinators need to figure it out. That's why they get paid, to figure out how you're going to stop this team from doing this. But the biggest thing I want to, in defense, Exhibit A for the Eagles. The only team that stopped it twice, I believe, was Jacksonville.
Yes, yeah, yep.
So it can be stopped if you know how to play it right.
You had the personnel.
In defense of them, I believe they could use that because it has been stopped. And I'm going to end right there.
You got it, Will, man. We appreciate the phone call. It can be stopped. It's a very successful play. And there is no reason, no football reason to ban this thing. I think everyone that's a football guy, by the way, I saw a quote from Mike Vrabel. He goes in the football guy column. Mike Vrabel, football guy, doesn't want this thing banned. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do on the show today. Elliot right now is at the competition committee press conference. Hopefully he's holding their feet to the fire the way he did to McDermott yesterday. That fraud who's no longer a football guy. Elliot's going to jump on with us as soon as that press conference is over. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on the tush push. Do the Eagles need it? If this thing gets banned, let's say a month from now, is it a huge deal? Do the Eagles need it? I want to keep it, and I think it's silly that they might get rid of it, but I don't think the Eagles need it. My projection for next season, how I feel about the team, it's not going to change if they don't have the tush push. Where do you come down? Do the Eagles need it? And thoughts on the Phillies after yesterday? Takeaways, Sosa with a big hit. Good job by Topper to get Turner in the game. Good at-bat by Turner. And how about Max Kepler? He's making an impression here. Good start by Max Kepler in his first week in a Phillies uniform. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all that. Elliot, the rule changes that have happened as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn, it's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.